joining us today, Tom Caulfield, Josh Hauser. Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Morning, Bo.
Morning, Bo.
This time of year, Tom, you guys always have some wonderful things going on.
Friday, May 7th, at the Johnstown Central Park gazebo, our 12th annual Military Spouse Appreciation Day. We've been doing this since 2009. How that came about is we were at an event, and a young lady by the name of Lisa Williams came up to us, and she was a spouse of a deployed soldier, and said, if you guys really want to do something, why don't you learn a little bit about this Military Spouse Appreciation Day, and that'll tell you a little bit more about what our spouses do. We looked it up, we found out a little bit about it, and we said that we'll definitely do it from here on in. And we've done it every year, absent last year, and we're ready to resume it this year. It's something that really is a part of the veteran and military family. I think, though, that there's still a lack of awareness and recognition about the great work and the hard work and the sacrifices that the spouses make. Their husbands or their wives are deployed. This year we have scheduled a young lady, and it's amazing in talking with her without giving away our whole program that's going to be down at the park on Friday. But not only does she do the great thing, she has two small children, ages 1 and 3, just with them. She maintains a full-time job also with some help from her mother-in-law. But the greatest thing that really made an impression on me is all during this time when the husband, he's an aviation operations specialist, was deployed, she also took on the added burden of moving to Windber.
Wow.
From Johnstown.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely amazing, and we want to make sure that they're not forgotten. Every year we're going to do it, even though this should be something that's in our mind every day because of the great work they do when the spouses are deployed. So we're looking forward to it. We're working with Wesselin Company and the American Red Cross. They've been our partners for a number of years. And in the case of inclement weather, we will move to the First Summit Arena at the Cambria County War Memorial Lobby. We're covered even if we have bad inclement weather. We'd love to have it outside. It's just something about being outside, especially now after being closed up with this pandemic.
So
we're really excited. We're going to have some city, county, and state proclamations. I think you'll find this speaker absolutely interesting.
Here's to all you military spouses out there. This is an honor well-deserved.
Absolutely.
That's one of many things that you guys have coming up.
We've restarted our Rural Veteran Outreach Program, which has been great. We held one in Johnstown. We actually held two in Johnstown. One was down at the First Summit Arena, and the other one that we held, it was at the Richland American Legion. And we have another one coming up that's going to be hosted and held out at the St. Michael American Legion Post 551. That's going to be on May 12th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And anyone who's not familiar with our outreach events, by all means, please come see us. What we do is we gather all the different agencies and resources that may offer programs and or benefits or services to our veterans and their family members. And we just love to be able to bring those agencies out and reach folks who may not be aware of what's available to them. And we give them a little bit of lunch. Come on out, have coffee, donuts, a light lunch around noon, 1 o'clock time frame. Find out what's available out there for our veterans and families. Find our veterans where they are in their communities and just make sure they know about what's available. We've spoken with so many people over the years and through the events that we've done, who were just unaware of how to start a process or what things are available to them. And some of these things can be pretty life-changing when you can tap somebody into the appropriate resource that's going to help them out.
Another big event coming up, the Heroes Hike. I know that this is something that you guys have planned every year, become a big annual event.
This is actually probably my favorite event of the year, and we're hitting a benchmark this year. It's going to be the 5th annual Cambria County Hero Hike.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're very excited. You know, last year, of course, everything, we had to adapt to everything, so we didn't have that regular gathering in the morning that we normally did. This year, the time has shifted a little bit, but Saturday, May 15th, is Armed Forces Day. So that is a day we set aside to honor our folks on active duty, serving in the military right now, whether it be active duty, the Guard, or the Reserve. It's those folks who are under Uncle Sam's contract right now that we want to honor. And we do that by hiking the Ghost Town Trail, which is a beautiful stretch of trail from Nantyglow to Evansburg. It's 7.5 miles. This year, we didn't necessarily have a designated start time, but I and a group of folks, and everybody is welcome to join me, I'm going to be stepping off from the Nantyglow Fire Hall at 10 a.m. Saturday, May 15th. And I just encourage anybody who wants to come on out, if you haven't participated before, it's a great event, an opportunity to get on a beautiful trail, share some stories with veterans, come out, share stories about your loved ones who may have served. And then at 1 p.m., we'll all regroup at the PFC Peter Coleman Memorial Underpass, which is about a quarter of a mile in from the Evansburg trailhead. Folks that may not feel like they're going to do the whole thing, I mean, you can walk, bike, run, whatever you want to do. But if they feel like they don't want to do the whole 7.5 mile stretch, I get it. But you could start on the Evansburg side, walk into where you're comfortable, maybe meet up with the group, and meet with us at 1 p.m. at the PFC Coleman Memorial Underpass. And that's kind of a special moment because it's Armed Forces Day and we're honoring our active duty folks. But at that underpass, we talk about who PFC Coleman is and what he did for our country. And it kind of works as a transition into, you know, we have an upcoming Memorial Day. So it really is a great event. We encourage anybody that can, come on out and join us, even if you only come for that ceremony. My kids have been asking how far away the Hero Hike is, and it's almost like a Christmas countdown for our son, I think. He's about the most excited
That's
one
awesome.
In the household. So we hike it rain or shine. I'm going to be on the trail. If you can't make it while we're hiking, you can do it anytime during the day or whenever you want. We're going to have some signs up on the trail, so we encourage folks, hey, have one at the halfway point and probably the start and finish. Snap a photo with the sign, hashtag Hero Hike, and share your photos with us. Let us know that you were out there enjoying the trail.
And you're not done, Tom, are you?
29th of May, Conemaugh Valley Veterans, of course, the organization that primarily does the parade, but also holds every year a Memorial Weekend ceremony at the Veterans Park, the War Memorial Veterans Park, right next to the War Memorial. And this year, we have a wonderful speaker. If you haven't heard John Skelly speak, a former colonel, he is one fantastic speaker. Mm. 10 o'clock at the Memorial at the Veterans Park next to the War Memorial.
That's wonderful.
So if you can make that, there'll be a short ceremony, but it'll mean so much to those who have had soldiers pass away.
Tom Caulfield, Josh Hauser, all this stuff coming up here for Veterans Community Initiatives. If anybody wants to reach out, gentlemen, and talk to you about this list of events, what would you advise?
Our phone number is 814-255-0355. And our website is vciinc.org.